It's Marketplace Tech Report from American Public Media for Thursday, December 16th, 2010. I'm John Moe. Soon, you'll likely be able to watch TV from NBC, owned by Comcast, or movies from Universal, owned by Comcast, coming to you through Comcast Internet Service or Comcast Cable TV. I just said Comcast four times in one sentence. And that's the point. Comcast already offers cable, internet, on-demand, DVR equipment. It's working on a plan called TV Everywhere, which would make TV shows available online only to cable subscribers. And for the past year, it's been trying to get approval to buy NBC Universal. The idea of that much power in one company raises eyebrows. Steve Schultz is with the Center for Information Technology Policy at Princeton.
What's new with this potential merger with NBC is that Comcast is, for the first time, going to have substantial ownership of the programming market. So they're not only delivering video programming, they're involved in producing it. And that introduces some market dynamics that have caused the Department of Justice and the Federal Communications Commission to look more closely at the merger.
They've actually been talking about this on 30 Rock for a while now, which is an NBC show which Comcast may soon own.
Yes, it's true. 30 Rock has a fascinating fictional company called Cabletown. And many of the debates they're having on the show are, in fact, hyperbolized versions of real-world regulatory debates.
What's vertical integration?
Imagine that your favorite corn chip manufacturer also owned the number one diarrhea medication.
That'd be great, because then they could put a little sample of the medicine in each bag.
Keep thinking.
Except then they might be tempted to make the corn chips give you...
Vertical integration.
Wow.
Steve, say this gets approved as is, no further regulations. Is there anything in place now that would limit Comcast's power?
Well, this is a very interesting merger from a regulatory perspective, because historically, the Federal Communications Commission has regulated video and broadcast content in one way and internet content in another. And what we have is essentially a convergence of those two worlds and some uncertainty about how the regulators should deal with it.
Well, is there any chance that something like this doesn't go through? I mean, it seems like it's been in the bag for a while, but it still hasn't landed.
The conventional wisdom inside the Beltway is that the deal will go through. The big question will be what conditions, if any, are applied. And the likely conditions that we could see would be things around, for example, restrictions on exclusive licensing for their TV Everywhere products, and perhaps other ways to ensure that competitors can enter the market.
Would any of those conditions make a difference in my life in terms of what I'm watching and what I'm paying for, what I can get to?
Some of these conditions could make a difference for consumers because it will affect what shows they can access where. In one scenario, you could perhaps be forced to access all of your online video programming through some exclusive arrangement. And in another, you might have a selection of both places to go and devices in your home that you could play that video on.
Other stories we're following at MarketplaceTech.org. As Comcast tries to get its deal approved, its competitors aren't napping. An update of Google TV lets you add DVDs to your Netflix queue, also lets you use your Android phone as a remote for your Google TV. And Microsoft rolled out a series of updates for its Bing search engine and services. Deeper Facebook integration, new features on maps and on smartphones. You can read the very long list at our website. And if you can't find that site, just Bing it. And if you can't figure out what Binging it means, just Google it. We sometimes like to update your tech vocabulary, words from tech that you need to know. First,
HMU.
Facebook says the fastest rising term in status updates for 2010 was HMU. It's an acronym, stands for Hit Me Up or Get Back to Me. I would like to correspond with you further. HMU joins LOL and OMG as terms that are either reinventing or destroying the language, depending on your perspective.
HMU.
Next.
NFC.
Or near field communication. Use NFC on your phone and you can transfer files, videos, even payment by just bumping your phone onto something. Google has just bought a company called ZetaWire that specializes in NFC, so it could be coming soon to Android phones. And Apple is rumored to be including NFC on the next version of the iPhone.
NFC.
This is Marketplace Tech Report.
MTR.
I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.